In today's, Tim Burge is the frontman of The Charlatans, and he's going solo for the first time after 7 albums with The Charlatans. Is this the end of The Charlatans as we know them?
No, it's not.
People always say that, but...
Yeah, they do, and, you know, I mean, I just think that people do it as a reaction, you know, and because they don't like the idea of change, really. But for me, it was just something that I had to do, and something that I felt like I really wanted to do. And you know, I mean, I think it'll help me to bring something back to the band.
So the solo single, I Believe in the Spirits, out on Monday, the 25th of August, past, and you've got the album I Believe. Obviously, you write the lyrics for The Charlatans too, and you're writing your own lyrics. Obviously, when you're writing for yourself, it's easier to write for yourself than write for other people. Mm-hmm. But surely you run out of material then. Surely you're spreading yourself thinner.
Well, some people might say that, but it just depends when. I mean, I think I'm on a sort of creative upswing.
Are you? Yeah, probably are.
No, it's not. But it's true though. I actually do think that I really felt that I could do this in between Charlatans' record, and I only think that because it's like I'm quite into where I'm living at the moment, and I feel that more ideas are coming my way.
Certainly, obviously, a new environment, a new culture. Mm-hmm. LA, you've been living there like 5 years now.
Yeah.
Basically, because your wife's American, yes?
Yeah, she's from Atlanta, Georgia.
Right, and you're sort of living on the West Coast. Uh-huh. Surely, you're into the celebrity showbiz lifestyle now, and it's very difficult to concentrate when you're over there. I mean, in the middle of England somewhere, shacked up somewhere in some home recording studio, surely it's easier to get down to the nitty gritty and actually produce something.
Well, I don't think so, because I think that when you're like a fan like I am, I still get a buzz from sort of like seeing celebrities and stuff like that.
Now, some
rather than just being cramped in somewhere where there's no chance apart from watching it on the TV.
Right.
You know,
some of the pundits on the internet have compared you. They say you're the next Mick Jagger with your swagger on stage and all this lot. Is that a compliment, or are you trying to be yourself rather than be somebody else?
I've always admired the Rolling Stones, and I don't try to be myself, I think I just am, with, you know, hopefully flavours that I've picked up along the way, really.
Okay, let's go into, look at the particular songs. I mean, I Believe in the Spirit, where did the idea for it come from?
It came from, I was trying to learn a chord that Curtis Mayfield played, and I was trying to sort of like learn this chord and just sort of like mutated into something new, and I just started singing I Believe in the Spirit, and I Believe in This, and I Believe in That, and I thought that then it took on a sort of like the opposite of I think God is a Concept by John Lennon, which he was saying I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that and I don't believe in that, so it was like this sort of, I don't know, the positive to his negative. That's what I thought when I was writing it.
Very good, very good. And also the likes of Say Yes as well on the album.
Yeah, I thought that to me was like, sort of like, I wanted it to sound like Love Unlimited. It's like a sort of Philly, sort of soul, sort of like sound.
I mean, some people say there's Barry White vibes there.
Well, that's definitely with the strings on the at the start of Say Yes, I wanted that to sound like very much like Love Unlimited.
Now, how do you see yourself in 5 years' time, you know, penning your own stuff, the Charlatans still on the go? What if other members of the Charlatans move off to do different things? What will happen to the band then?
Well, I know Mark's playing guitar for Star Sailor at the moment. I think he's only on loan, but, you know, it's filling out their sound, which is good. 5 years' time, I've got no idea.
Do you think you'll still be on the go? Do you think you'll be like Supertramp and all the original members have gone and the band will still have a name and still have a sound, but it'll have mutated beyond the individuals?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
Too tough a question, yeah?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that I would still be in the Charlatans. I would like to think that I might be on my second solo record. Yeah. I'd like to think I'm still married.
Okay, how's that been going out in America then?
Well, it's good, we don't get bothered by anyone, so it's kind of cool.
You're not pestered by media types wanting an interview every day like this?
No, it's not. We sort of just, you know, we sort of live in a quite secluded area, really, so it's kind of cool.
Right.
So how do you
feel when you come back from the Hollywood Hills to places like miserable old misty rainy Ireland?
Believe it or not, it's still a sense of adventure, and I think you see it from a different point of view.